Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 as in popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see. But Doug loves movies.
Hey everybody, my name is Doug and I love movies. This is Doug Loves Movies, coming to you from the UCB Theater in Los Angeles on Tuesday, September 27th, Two Oceans 11, right before Comedy Bang Bang, or Comedy Bang Bang. I flew in from Bloomington, Indiana today, and had a great time at last night's taping at the Comedy Attic. It was, I wrote here, it was a shit ton of fun. And thanks again to Jared Thompson and the staff of his club there in Bloomington, Indiana. The movie on the plane flying back today to Los Angeles was Woody Allen's Midnight in Paris, which I would have liked to watch again, but the sound on my armrest thingy didn't work. So, yeah, it's tragic. I also missed an episode of 30 Rock that I've already seen four times on other flights. But I'd watch it again, because holy shit, that stuff makes me laugh. I like the 30 Rock. But, so instead, I listened to a few back eps of Comedy Bang Bang, Comedy Bang Bang. And that show is so hilarious to me. Anyway, don't forget that you can attend tapings of Doug Loves Movies in Portland, Oregon, New York City, Minneapolis, and Austin. And that when I don't actually tape a podcast out on the road, most of my live shows include a little Leonard Maltin game with audience members against my opening act. All of these dates are listed at douglasmovies.com, and the podcast tapings will say like DLM taping or TBI taping. But you knew that already, right? Where are the name tags at tonight? You got name tags? There's a guy proudly wearing it, actually wearing it as a name tag, which is rare. Emily has a sign that's so big I can't see four or five audience members that are sitting behind her. And it's someone with giant hands. Who is that person?
Bill Maher.
Bill Maher with giant hands. Is that from his like religious poster or whatever?
Yeah.
When he did that movie? Yeah, sure. You don't just put somebody on a Doug Loves Movies name tag that's just a comedian that hasn't done a movie. Of course, Bill Maher was in DC Cab, so that was... You could have gone that way with it. Yeah, with Mr. T. And then, what's that name on that balloon?
Kim
is on the balloon, so that's fun. Oh, there's a... Next to Jordan with the baseball, stepping up to challenge him... In an Everlast boxing glove. What is your name? Is it also Jordan?
Yeah.
What the fuck? Well, that'll be interesting to see if either of you get chosen. A boxing glove with Jordan or a baseball with Jordan. Tonight's prize bag, let's talk about it. It's got a lot of good stuff in it, you guys. It's got a copy of the John Wayne motion picture Hondo. Yeah. Does that mean John Wayne is here? Maybe. It's also got a copy of Anything Else, the worst Woody Allen movie in the history of... So is the Woodman here? We've got the Big Lebowski. Holy shit. Does that mean Amy Mann is here? Is Flea in the house? And then, of course, as always, we've got my CD, Doug Benson, Professional Humor EDN, is in here. And we have also got a sticker that says, I hate Jimmy Pardo. And a T-shirt that says, Never Not Funny on it. Yeah. So, somebody can win all of that today. And please help me welcome to the stage my guests... Jimmy Pardo, Sam Levine, and Mr. Leonard Maltin.
What a lovely welcome. Thank you.
People go crazy for Sam the Ma'am Levine.
Yeah. Thank you so very much.
A.K.A. Lil Wolverine. You're a Lil Wolverine-y today. You got some stubble going.
A little bit.
I like it.
Doug, why am I here? No, I mean it. I mean, on a
That's
not
good.
Too,
let's open up right
on
at the
not
beginning.
Not too distant, not too recent episode.
Uh-huh.
Not my mother, but my mama was called a shithead at the end of the show.
And so you see the respect there,
yes,
in not saying,
yes,
it's,
yes,
saying mama instead of mother.
I got the context, yes. Nevertheless, not cool. But I thought I want to show I'm a big enough man that I'm here anyway.
Because... Well, let me just say this to you. I have no control over who the shitheads,
yeah,
are.
Yeah,
and
I know that.
So people, they get their chance. Let's have Doug Benson say this and embarrass himself. And we've had to bleep a couple of them because I didn't want violent retribution or people to think that I think it's funny that a baby died.
And so you didn't think any violent retribution could come from Leonard if you insulted his mama?
Well, that's what I'm saying, is that his mother's probably pretty docile.
I?
Probably is passed down throughout the Maltin family.
Another assumption that may get you in trouble.
Are you pugilist?
Sam, no. Sam can tell you about New Jersey Jewish women, you know, and,
yeah,
you know, don't underestimate them.
They will beat the shit out of you with their shoe.
Yeah.
Could we get Leonard's microphone up just a little bit? Because smartly, he's keeping it way away from his face.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Because he knows the kind of miscreants
I'll
that
learn
perform
to,
here.
I'll learn to swallow more. I'm sorry.
Yeah, yeah. No, I it's a disgusting thing having to put this thing everyone talks into in front of your face. But I appreciate everybody being able to hear you.
Let's play the game.
Jimmy Pardo won't even touch his microphone.
Have you listened to this? Have you listened to this podcast before?
I have a hard time hearing it, to be honest with you. I'm not a fan of the host nor the format. But I'm here
but
to support.
There's so much more to the show than those two things.
Nope. Oh, there's the giveaway.
There's,
I do like
guests,
the giveaway.
There's prizes.
I like the prizes.
Yeah, late
nice
addition
element
to the prize package brought in by my manager and
yes,
given to you, and then you handed it to me. Finally, I'm giving one away, the DVD CD Potty Mouth.
Hey!
Wow.
Hey!
What do you think of when you see that, Leonard?
Yeah.
What does that look like to you?
It looks like...
Does it remind you of any movie? It's me holding a bar of soap.
Leonard, this is on a tee.
I'm so bad at this, Doug.
It rhymes. It rhymes
it's
with...
It's 9 to 5, Leonard.
It rhymes with Might Flub.
We're
That's what. Remember the ad for Fight Club was.
I'm trying to forget the movie, let alone the ad campaign for the movie.
Were you traumatized by Fight Club?
No, I was not. No, in fact, that was the problem. Was that I was not traumatized by Fight Club.
Pardon me, fellas. If I'm not mistaken, we're not supposed to be talking about this.
Okay.
You should say goodnight now. There's no way you're going to talk.
I know,
that.
Right?
There's no way you're going to talk.
I appreciated the slow burn on that too. By the way, like. Why didn't he say it with a hammer in his hand? Why did he make me think about it? Ah, yes, nice joke.
It was such a slow burn, it didn't get to some of that.
Yeah, I know. They still be happening.
Just sitting there, hands in lap, fine with whatever they were thinking about.
Do you know that this weekend is an anomaly for the early fall season? This weekend there are actually good movies opening in theaters?
It's crazy. Like, I've heard that Dolphin Tale is good.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
That is nuts.
I know.
Because you see the trailer, but it is directed by Charles Martin Smith.
Yes, it is.
Who I have always admired.
Yep. He's not a nice man, though, I hear. Is that Leonard? Could you confirm that?
No. All right, no personal knowledge.
Is that confirming?
You have no personal knowledge. You're just recusing.
I once did host a reunion of American Graffiti.
And he was
at the Academy.
Horrible.
He was there. He couldn't have been nicer, Joe.
No, you're misunderstanding.
Could not have been nicer.
You're thinking of Paul LaMatt.
Yeah.
He's a sweetheart, that guy.
No, but 50-50 opens this weekend.
It's just about to come out.
Which is really good. Well,
you like it a lot?
Yeah.
So what did you think of, did it bother you that there was a movie just a year ago called Funny People where Seth Rogen finds out someone has a terrible disease and reacts to it strangely?
I didn't link the two at all.
You didn't link them at all?
Not in the slightest.
All right.
No.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to 50-50.
As we're taping this, these films haven't opened.
That's right.
But as people are hearing it in the world of podcastism, or podcast dumb? Would podcast dumb with that? Well, no.
No, because then it makes it sound dumb.
Yes, it does. It does.
Are these talkies you guys are talking about?
Also,
yes,
what's
Funny People was a talkie.
Also, What's Your Number opens this weekend, which I actually like.
You liked What's Your Number?
Yep.
What? It looks a little boilerplate romantic comedy, but what do you think? The cast takes it to another level?
Yeah.
A lot of funny people in it.
Good writing and real. I didn't know Chris Evans was that funny.
Oh, my God. He's so funny.
He's what?
Didn't you see him in his debut motion picture, Not Another Teen Movie? Didn't you see that movie? Didn't you love that movie, Leonard?
In the same sort of...
And we're back to
favorite
Sam
movie of 2001,
again.
Right?
For this occasion only,
yeah.
I'm going to bundle that with Fight Club as a film I'm sort of putting in the dimmer recesses of my mind, except for some
what?
Co-starring performance.
Oh, you figured it out. Yes, thank you.
Yes. There were some highlights among the
cast.
There
were, right?
Yes.
We need to update that next year's guide.
We'll do that.
That's job number one.
Job one. It's done. Consider it done already.
Okay, thanks.
Do you remember? I should just quiz you. How many stars did you give Claire de Femme? No, I'll give you, but I know that's a terrible quiz, because that would be, yeah. There's a lot of movies in here.
No.
This is a thick book, but this is, I should mention, that this is the 2012 Leonard Maltin movie guide.
Still warm off the press.
New York Times bestseller. Yeah. I grew up on these. My dad loved these. My dad used to love sitting around going, 3.5, I'd give it 2, and I'd be like, Dad, Leonard can't hear you.
Well, I'll tell you, when the book was first conceived and it was presented to me as a kind of fait accompli, this is the book we want to do, would you do this book? And I said yes, because I was 17 years old, and why would I say no? My editor said to me, and I want you to do star ratings for the movies. I said, oh, that's so lame. That's no way to review a movie. It's too arbitrary, and how do you really say a movie's pretty good but not great? And all. He said, no, people love it. People love arguing with those kind of things. It's a shorthand that people respond to. And, of course, he was right.
Yeah. Like, for instance, I'm going to argue with this.
Go ahead.
I remember liking this, but I haven't seen it since 1977.
Yeah.
You gave The Domino Principle a bomb rating.
I did that.
It was directed by Stanley Kramer.
Yeah.
Starred Gene Hackman and Candice Bergen.
Yep.
And Richard Widmark, who was always a good...
Yep.
He was probably a heavy
terrific actor, yeah. Not a good movie.
Okay.
Not a good movie.
So you're standing by that all these years
I'm
later.
I'm standing by that, yes. As you are standing by your dim recollection of it from 1977, which I have to say is the other peril of the years passing by.
Oh, yeah.
Which is, you know...
I understand that completely.
Like, you know, seeing an old friend or like going to a high school reunion or something, seeing somebody you haven't seen in years and years, and you sort of remember them being nice, and they're not, or you sort of remember them being, you know, not that attractive, and they're more attractive than you remember.
That never happens.
Yeah.
Not
correct.
Once in the history of reunions.
Call me nailed. You nail me on it. It's true. I was just, it was a metaphorical description.
I'm sorry, right.
But, no, I mean, revisiting older movies, and they don't even have to be that old, you sometimes get a lot of surprises in both directions.
Yeah,
better
yeah.
and worse than you remember.
Absolutely. Rarely is something exactly how you remember it.
No, because you've changed, and the world has changed, and you've seen all these newer movies, you know, year by year in between, which change the whole pace and style of movies.
Oh, yeah, like so many movies now are so slow. I mean, looking at older ones.
You didn't even go to see the new Pirates movie. You have no right to talk about movies. I had to watch that movie, Doug. I earned my
That's where you've really backed yourself into a corner.
I earned
that
my
I've
salary.
Avoided is that I can say I don't want to see that.
And you know what? And I wish I could have done the same.
Is there any movie that you've turned down? Is there any movie that you said I'm never going to go see that? Send somebody else to review that?
All the time.
Yeah, we've already talked about this. If it's like about torture or if it's a hardcore horror movie, he's
not interested. Yeah, I can't do that. I can't see Saw movies or stuff like that. So I mean, they may be fine. And the guy...
Oh, yeah, they're fine.
One of my colleagues, a colleague of mine who reviewed it for the book, you know, may like it or may find things about it that are good, and that's fine, but I'm just not going to see it.
Not your cup of tea.
Nope.
Yeah, and that colleague probably gets avoided for a few days. She didn't even want to hear about it.
Can we talk about a movie? Movie that's out right now that I just saw and I'd love to hear Leonard's take on.
Yeah. This is a great spin you put on this program.
I mean, we have him here now.
And yeah, and
we might as well.
The show is about movies.
We might as well.
It's the perfect opportunity
to
ask him about a movie.
It's the movie Drive.
Yeah,
I almost
just brought that up because I disagree with all that clapping.
Oh, I agree with all the clapping. I agree with all the clapping.
It didn't work for me.
First 40 minutes are great.
Yeah,
and then it falls
apart.
Right, what do you think? Leonard, your thoughts.
Is that a Larry King throw? Yes, I like that. Yes.
Is it hot or not?
Not in my book, no. No, I had no prejudice going in. I was curious to see it. It had all this buzz from Cannes, was the best director, mm-hmm. I think, it won at Cannes. Yep. And it's made by a guy with a Danish name you can't pronounce. So, I mean, I was all set, but...
I was all set. I was ready.
But I
had made peace with his unpronounceable name.
Right.
And, I was in my chair, ready to go.
And it does open really strong. It has a great opening sequence. And in the opening scene, so this is not giving anything away, the opening scene,
right at the beginning,
you see Ryan Gosling setting up a hire for that night. He's hiring himself out, as we quickly find out, as a getaway driver for these robbers. And he's on the phone, and he's very specific. I'll be there at 10:24. I will only be there till 10:27. You will meet me there. I will do this job. I will drive for you, and then I will leave you, and you will not see me 15 minutes after, whatever he says. So he can speak.
Mm.
He establishes in scene one that he can use the language of English.
Mm-hmm.
And then never again for the rest of the movie.
Well...
He's right.
He's a man of few words. He gives the same speech later in the movie.
Yeah.
Who hires Ryan Gosling to say few words? The guy is great at saying words.
Yeah. But he says so much with his face.
His face would not shut up.
He said words to you, perhaps, with his face. Yeah.
I read a lot in his face.
Oh, well, there's nothing better to do while you're bored waiting for another character to just get randomly murdered really violently, which is cool. The violence is very good.
The violence is fantastic.
Hey, extreme violence.
Yeah,
there's nothing cooler than that. Especially from a Danish director.
I thought he was American Indian because his name is like...
It's like nothing.
No,
it's
like
Nicholas Refn.
Running Bear. What is it? Winding Rain. Nicholas Winding Rain. All right. I'm the idiot. But I wanted to ask
I thought it was a pretentious film. I thought it was
yes,
completely... Do not applaud that.
Jimmy Pardo, shame on you and your family.
And I am in love with Ryan Gosling. I thought he in Blue Valentine was the greatest acting work in the last 10 years. That's not hyperbole.
He's so great in that movie that it's incredibly annoying to watch him. Because, you know what I mean? He's so good at being
so real,
that drunk that won't keep saying the same thing over and over and over again. Oh, it's brutal.
I'm a fan of his earlier work in the Mickey Mouse Club. That really spoke to me.
Yeah, you were like, Brittany, Christina, I'm all about Gosling.
Look at those eyes.
Gosling.
Look at those moves.
So Jimmy Pardo was cut out of a motion picture, which is just, it eats at me.
Why does it bother you so? It bothers you more than it bothers me.
Because I just want to have a friend that's in this movie.
I know, I'm with you.
But we did, we are friends with John Lithgow in a sense.
Oh, in a weird way, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Pray tell, which movie?
So he's in there. Dreamgirls.
Oh, my.
Yeah, Jimmy played a kind of a nightclub comic.
No, not a comic. Although I'm billed as a comic on IMDb, I was the nightclub owner.
Oh, okay.
And I introduced the Dreams for the first time.
Excuse me. IMDb has a fact that's incorrect?
Yeah, I know.
It's a regular Wikipedia over there at IMDb.
Man.
Yeah, but he was cut out of the film and played the club owner who introduces the... What, do you remember what your line was?
I believe my line... I had several, of course, Doug.
Long introduction. No wonder they cut it.
Three terrific young ladies. Nah, it was something like "Ladies and Gentlemen, the Dreams."
Wow, that's like. You're totally ready to host SNL.
Well, listen.
Because that's all they do is when say, ladies and gentlemen, and the band name.
Murph and I would sit around and we'd run lines together. And I would be in Murph's trailer from time to time. And B would stop, Beyonce would stop by. And of course, Hud's a great lady. And
Jennifer Hudson,
right. Yeah, but yeah. Listen, when you're on the set as long as I am, when you're on a set for upwards of 4.5 hours,
right.
You get to know these people.
I understand.
Sam, you know that. Television's not the same
as
movies.
It is not the same, Jimmy.
No, you know that.
No,
somehow, Jaleel White remained in this movie. Something he did was compelling enough to stay in while you got cut. But I'm going to quiz Leonard. Sorry. I say it all the time, so I get.
It's no problem.
I try to only do it not in your presence.
Yeah.
How many stars do you think you gave Dreamgirls? If you had to guess.
I'm guessing 2.5.
I bet he gave it 3.
No, that's a 4. That's a 3.5 star job. Even cut out, I thought it was great.
I might have felt generous and given it 3. I don't remember.
You gave it 3.
Okay.
Nicely done.
Yeah.
Well, I think we've found a new game.
A really dull game.
Just bring Leonard on and ask him, what do you think you gave Drinks with the Fishes? There was a movie called Dream with the Fishes.
I remember years ago, Doug, when that movie came out and I was on your show many incarnations ago, I railed against Jennifer Hudson winning the Academy Award for that.
Oh, you're wrong.
Oh, my God. And my view has not changed one bit.
I got to tell you, Jimmy, she has proven to be not a good actress.
Well, I don't...
Proven?
Hey, I'm going
in that movie, she's great because she gets to sing her emotions.
Great.
Exactly.
In the commercial for Weight Watchers, she's like, I lost weight. Like, she pauses in the weirdest spot.
Because she's woozy. She's lightheaded from not eating.
No.
You can't focus on your lines when you're looking at a sandwich on the craft service table.
It's not just a sandwich. There's a beautiful bounty to behold on the craft service table.
Oscar history is studded with examples.
Rife. Yes.
With examples of people who had just that one perfect role, that one special time, and all the stars aligned, and that's what got them the Oscar. And I think she's perfect in that movie. I really, she hits you know, I was going to say the right notes.
She bad, does, though.
But
you
does,
probably wrote that in your review, didn't you?
Yeah, yeah. I hope not. I hope I did a second draft. That's too corny.
Say,
take that
Rex
out.
Reed.
She's very good in it. Yeah. But she's got that one big screamy song where she's, you know, where like if you perform that song well, that the, you know,
yeah,
it's
there's
necessarily
so much emotion in that. I mean, she wanted to stand talent. Up and applaud it in a movie theater. That's
but then Fantasia should get an Oscar for that one song she sang on American Idol.
Yes.
Well, they don't give Oscars for television, Doug. You misunderstand the concept.
Well, apparently they give them out for singing.
That's what I'm saying. You think she deserves an Oscar for something that happened on television when she was on American Idol.
Fantasia is overrated, and we'll talk about that on my podcast, Idol Talk.
Never Not Funny, also, we should mention, presents Rock Solid.
Yeah, we have a
very entertaining sister show
about music.
About rock music.
That's right. People seem to enjoy it.
Yeah.
Can I plug a movie that I'm really fond of?
Please.
It's getting a substandard release this very weekend. It's called Tucker and Dale versus Evil.
I've heard great things.
Wow.
I've heard very good things about it.
It's so good. It's so clever and original. And it's been sitting on the shelf almost a year and a half. Because distributors were afraid of it. They didn't know how to sell it. It's a parody of splatter movies.
Mm-hmm.
Of a Friday the 13th type movie where a bunch of teenagers, college kids, go up to the woods for the weekend. And as they're heading up there, they realize they forgot to buy beers. They stop at this roadside place and with a little store attached to it. And they go to buy some beer. And in the store, I'm not giving away anything, this is the very setup of the movie, are these two guys in bib overalls who look kind of creepy. And they start imagining, oh, these guys, my God, what was this? You know, they could kill us, so we're going to be in the woods with these guys. And they start imagining all this. It's all in their imagination. Meanwhile, you meet the two guys who are just a couple of nice guys. They're old friends who bought a weekend cabin to fix up together. And they're intimidated by the college kids. And so the whole movie's based on this escalating series of misunderstandings that lead to deaths. Gory deaths.
It sounds like Three's Company with bloody violence.
It's a really smart, smart, clever movie with two great performances by Alan Tudyk and Tyler Labine. They're both terrific in it.
No, Labine with a B. Labine with Jimmy patted me on the
and
back.
I'm talking up this movie because it's getting a fairly minor release, but it's available on demand right now.
It's been popular at some festivals.
They played great at Sundance and at South by Southwest. It played like gangbusters last year. And I've shown it to my class at USC twice.
You
the filmmaker
sit through
was there.
It twice?
No. Last year and this year.
Oh, I see.
As it's finally
you have different
released.
Students each year.
Yep.
Yeah.
So
can we come?
I'm
can we come crash that class sometime?
Sure.
I love it.
Not the rest of you guys, but Doug can.
What is it? It's every Thursday still?
Yep. Uh-huh.
Because I used to go, you know, your predecessors, I used to go and crash. I never went to USC, but I went to that class.
When Charles Champlin was teaching it?
Yeah. Uh-huh. I went to that class many times.
Mm-hmm.
I was never a student at USC.
Other people did that, too.
Yeah.
You know, Ron Howard took the class but never graduated from SC.
That explains the dilemma.
George. Oh, wow. Burn. George Lucas took this class ages ago when Arthur Knight, who founded it, was teaching it.
Yeah, I saw some. I was actually there at Arthur Knight editions of the when he was very old and kind of losing it a little bit, but but still a great.
It's got a long history. John Cassavetes came to this class years ago.
I was there when Cassavetes showed.
Oh, wow.
What was it he showed?
Husbands, I think.
I forget what he showed, but he was like, he had that thing where, remember when he had, like, it looked like he was pregnant?
Yeah.
He had, like, this weird extended belly.
Yeah.
Distended.
Yeah.
But he still came out and talked to us and was really interesting to listen to, but the whole time you're like, when's he going to have that baby? I had him sign a lobby card from some movie after it was over. Uh-huh. Like, oh, that class is great. So you have pretty much the filmmakers every week involved in the movies that you show.
Mm-hmm. So, and it might be the director or the producer or screenwriter or an editor or an actor or a composer. We've had sound mixers who've been really interesting, casting directors, all sorts of people.
Anytime you want to show Not Another Teen Movie, you just let me know. All right.
You're my go-to fallback.
If you can't get Chris Evans,
I was
going to go with me.
That's it.
Okay.
That's it. And when if we can get an uncut Dreamgirls, Jimmy's welcome.
I'm more than happy to stop by. Yeah. I could just do the scene for you.
Oh, that's a good idea.
That's not a bad idea. Show me the process.
Yeah,
that's right. Any scene where they're about to sing, just stop the film.
And then
and you walk out.
I come into my light. More than happy to do it, Leonard. Thursdays, you say?
Yeah. What's it start, around 7? Get an early start. Some of the movies are long.
I don't think I should reveal that.
Oh, okay.
We're going to have a lot of crashers.
It's in the, what's it called, the Norris?
Stop. You're killing us.
Is that the name of the building?
It is.
It's been so long since I've been there. I'm thrilled,
but, you know,
I remember.
Since your time there, though, it is now Frank Sinatra Hall. Because Frank's three children made a big donation. Not only a donation that paid for renovating the auditorium, but they donated all of their father's memorabilia, which now decorates the lobby, which is fascinating. All his gold and platinum albums, a lot of personal letters from like 6 presidents of the United States.
The college kids love
all
it.
All sorts of Well, we play, the entrance music is Frank as they're filing in. That's what they're listening to
every week.
Oh,
that's awesome.
Or they may not be listening to it, but we're playing it. Let's play it.
Yeah, it's playing. They just have to go about their business.
Exactly so.
The summer wind.
All right, we got to play the Leonard Maltin game. I mean, he's right here, dude. We got to play.
Now here's,
where's your name tag?
But here we have. Here's old technology versus new technology. See?
Believe me, I played with the book for the first few seasons of this show. I played with the book. And then you came up with this app that you invented yourself.
I know. No, I'm
at the forefront of app technology.
The iPhone app is great. I love it. It's very useful, very handy. But we're still coming out as an actual paperback book as well.
Yeah, no.
And people should have it. Want your many listeners to know.
Yeah, if you don't have an iPhone, or what would be the other reason for having the...
If you have an Android, because we don't have an Android app.
Oh, okay.
Or a BlackBerry app.
And if you want to make notes in the book, and dog-ear the pages that you want to go back to.
Right.
So
what if I want to add stars to a movie that I thought you had unfairly judged?
Like that Not Another Teen movie.
Like Not Another Teen movie.
Yeah, right. Yeah, yeah.
Let's see what he gave it. Do you know?
I think he gave it 2 stars or a star and a half.
That's
something
nice.
Sad.
That's super nice.
No.
I'm telling you, when we play the game and I say how many stars you gave things, I call you generous more often than not generous.
I've had people accuse me of both.
Yeah, I'm sure.
No, really. Everybody, you know.
Yeah, everybody's got their own opinion.
Mm-hmm.
What was the movie I'm looking up?
Not Another Teen Movie. Well, while you're doing that, let us pick.
Get your name tags, you guys.
Now, Jordan, you've never won, right?
Who would you like to play for, Leonard? And maybe they can bring it up to you if you prefer not to.
Oh, well.
That guy's just got his ID out over there. That's an exciting twist.
Who's got this gentleman right here.
All right, that's who Jimmy wants to play for, is the guy who just has his ID out.
Lara,
let's pass that over. It's all flashing. Don't turn it off. You gotta keep the excitement of the flashing. Oh, that's good. You just put it on solid.
Will it fall over? Does this thing? Oh, okay.
Should you describe for your audio audience what
yeah, it's like a
me?
It's like a copper box that has Laura in multicolored letters. But
now,
why do you like the name Laura?
Lara or Laura?
Laura.
Right.
Hey, is it Laura or Laura? It's Leonard. It's Laura. And that's a classic motion picture, Laura, right?
Yes, it is. Not spelled like
Laura.
This, but yeah.
Oh, it's spelled different?
Christopher Cross.
Yes, this is Lara.
Oh.
Like Lara's theme from Dr. Zhivago.
Oh, that's why you're saying Lara.
Omar Sharif.
Now it's all.
As opposed to Laura, with Gene Tierney.
Dr. Zhivago is on in like the top 5 of my movies I've seen snippets of, but I've never seen from beginning to end, even though it's a classic.
Mm-hmm.
Is there, what's a huge movie that you've never seen? Is there such a thing?
I can't reveal that.
I mean, obviously Hostel and Hostel 2.
That's right.
Never seen
I
the
saw
Godfather.
The first Hostel.
Oh, you did?
Yes, so, that was a mistake.
Yeah. That one's hard to shake.
Yeah.
I can't believe I'm wasting time looking up Not Another Teen movie. I'm obsessed with what
don't
you gave
me. Don't waste your time. It's not important.
I'm playing for a guy named Ryan.
Okay. It's a 4-star movie.
Ryan has his ID.
Yes, I would give you his last name, but I would never be able to pronounce this in a million years, and I believe TSA would frisk this fellow.
And the no-fly? He doesn't fly.
He doesn't fly. Right. He can't fly. They don't allow him to.
And the boxing glove didn't pay off. So
I picked the other Jordan.
Yeah, you went.
There's two Jordans next to each other. One.
That's how many times you've been in the game? Eight now? Seven? Six?
Well,
half a dozen.
This guy's gonna win.
You're confident tonight?
No, I'm not. I'm just saying he's got to win at some point.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's nice of you to keep trying on his behalf, and it doesn't piss off the rest of the people who did more than just bring the same baseball that they bring every single time.
No. Let me tell you why I picked
that
Jordan.
That other guy
here.
Brought his wallet.
Yeah. Huh. Yeah. The reason I picked Jordan is not because of the name tag. That's something you do late at night. I picked Jordan because that guy is here first in line every single fucking Tuesday.
What time did you get here this week? 5:15?
No,
5.
4:45.
Seems early.
4:45.
Yeah.
And how soon did the second person in line show up? Like 5:20. 5? You were in line after him? And you came at 5? All right.
But every
Tuesday.
I hope it's worth it.
Yeah.
That's what it's about.
Jordan's here every Tuesday, and he drives from far away.
Where'd he come in from, Jordan?
Ventura,
California?
I wasn't going to mention. I was trying to keep your private life private, Jordan. Because you're such a star. Leonard gave Not Another Teen Movie a whopping 1.5 stars.
Yeah.
Seems generous.
Yeah. And he says it's loaded with in-jokes, sight gags, and parentheses, quite literally, end parentheses, bathroom humor.
Yeah. And I don't even crack
quite
the
literally.
List.
They all take place in the bathroom, all the bathroom jokes.
I don't even crack the list of like 19 names.
The results are tepid at best.
Yeah.
Alternate version runs 101 minutes. That's a good warning.
They're the kind of things you need to know.
That's a nice thing to let the people know about.
The kind of things you need to know.
Yeah.
What happened here?
All right, let's play the Leonard Maltin game. It gets a round of applause everywhere I say it. Like, everywhere I go. Like, I have to play it at all of my stand-up shows now. Like, you're huge, dude.
You've made me famous. No, you really...
You're already famous. Reels Channel took care of that.
Well, thank you.
But I love the fact that, like, people come up to you and probably say pretty crazy things to you.
Yes, you don't know
what they're talking about half the
well,
time.
Well, that's been true for years. But you've given me street cred now. So I really value that.
You can't. You're not allowed to use that expression.
I'm just borrowing it. I'm here from another planet, and I'm borrowing
it.
I heard some guy say it.
You have temporary street cred. Right. You know.
Yeah.
You know, Jimmy. TSC. Let's start down there with Jimmy.
I may not know what you mean. I said yes and then realized maybe no.
No. We'll start with you.
Yes.
And then we'll work our way down to Sam.
5 stars.
And,
maybe.
And to Leonard.
Maybe.
And someone today, just this very day, reminded me the way to switch the order each time is you would take the person who won the point and then you pick the person, right? It's a mind bender. But you pick the person that challenged the other person, whether they won the point or not, and start with the person who didn't.
Jordan can tell you.
That way.
You don't need to memorize this.
Yeah, you're right. Jordan's right there.
He
gets confused, too, because...
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
he's also never won. He's a loser, Leonard. What do you mean, aw?
No, the people...
On paper, he's a loser.
The people that play... The people that play on his behalf are the losers.
Yes, but he's
the Bill Simmonses of the world. Mm. And who else played for you?
Carolla.
Adam Carolla is a loser. Who else is a loser? You can't even remember. There's so many losers. Who?
Are they all on here?
T.J. Miller's a loser.
Yeah, they should all be on there.
Nick Swardson.
Oh yeah, they all signed the ball.
Yeah, I can't sign it. I only sign on the sweet spot, and somebody's already taken that. So I can't. I won't be able to sign that for you, Jordan. It's my contract. I apologize. Bring me a new ball. I'm more than happy to sign it.
Here we go, sweet spot.
Yeah, got it. Give me sweet spot, Porto.
He's playing for...
Double S. Nazi.
Ryan. Playing for Ryan.
Ryan.
What's his address?
Well, he's got he's got what appears to be from a photocopy machine, a Missouri driver's license. This looks fishy. I don't trust this guy. He looks honest to God. He gets pat. You get patted down every time you go anywhere, right, Ryan? I mean, look at
You know, this thing is due to expire.
He just tensed up when that siren went by.
This thing is due to expire in like 4 weeks.
You're right. That, right. He was born in 1981, the year of our Lord. I was having this sex in the back of a record store. My point is, I'm older than him. He may be my child.
It's a weird way to find out.
Nope, I think it's the perfect way.
Yeah.
Little Scritti Politti.
Pick a category, Mr. Pardo.
Okay.
These choices. Oh, Canada, I just visited the land, America's Hat, and I was there, and...
Great, oh, Canada, next
inspired
one.
Inspired to make... Okay. Next category, Killem Dafoe.
All right.
These are films where Willem Dafoe is killed.
All right.
And then Best Picture Losers. That's motion pictures that are nominated by the Academy.
Specific year or just any?
I'll tell you the year as soon as you pick one of those.
I understand. Let's go, you know, I like that Canada one. Let's go with that. I like the idea of that.
Okay. All right, this motion picture was...
Canada.
Yes, this filmed in or about around Canada. And...
Am I challenging somebody or do I just...
you know how it works from all those times you've been on the show.
You may need to refresh
my memory. Is my point. People tell me all the time, why don't the guests know how to play? I go, the ones that have played before don't know how to play. I don't know what I can do other than just talk them through it.
Maybe refresh your memory.
You need a pamphlet you give to the guests backstage.
Who's going to fucking read a pamphlet?
Your guests who
Captain America, thank you for doing my show. That's a nod to the future. please read this pamphlet about how to play the Leonard Maltin game.
Captain Planet,
it's hard to
read
do.
Your pamphlet.
It's hard to do. But we'll get through it. We'll be all right.
All right.
Okay. We start with you, Jimmy.
Yes.
I tell you everything that I'm willing to say.
And I tell
about
you how many
movie,
people.
And then you you bid. You start the bidding.
I'm more than happy to do it. Go.
Okay, here we go. This movie, like I said, is a Canadian thing. Mr. Leonard Maltin or one of his minions gave it 2.5 stars.
All right, right down the middle.
I disagree.
You think it should be higher?
Much.
Oh, boy. Three.
I go 4, maybe.
4.
Yeah.
Wow.
You really went higher. You went 1.5 higher.
He says that the lead actor in this movie is just right, and he also says that it was followed by a sequel.
What year is this film?
1986.
Thank you.
1986.
Yeah. And, but you also, you skimped out on the names. You only listed 4 names on this one.
Wow.
Mr. M.
I'm going to go with 4.
Jimmy has to start the bidding.
Boy.
At 4 or less names.
I'll go 4.
He says 4 names.
86, Canada.
Yeah.
Prequel to a sequel.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with 4 names. I'll go with those. I'm going to go with those full 4. Sounds like there's a bigger cast than that, but
the lead was just right. Oh, yeah, there's more people in it. I'll tell you that much. It's not like, you know, give them Hell Harry or something. That was a one-man show that was filmed.
That's funny.
And the lead actor won a...
sailed right over the crowd.
Yeah, but he was nominated for that, right?
Yes, he was.
Yeah.
Sure, Hal Holbrook.
I'm going to say 3 names.
It's James Whitmore. 3 names?
3 names.
All right, so now we come to Leonard Maltin. You can either say, name that movie, Sam Levine.
No, I know how to play the game.
Wow.
Finally! Finally, a guest who knows how to play the Leonard Maltin game.
Unfortunately, I play it poorly, but I know how to play the game.
That's all that matters.
Sam, name that movie.
Oh, all right.
Here we go.
All right.
Sammy is going to do it in 3?
Yeah. 3
and
out of 4.
You go from the bottom up, right? You don't.
That's right. You go from the bottom up. Use your microphone, Mr. Pardo.
This lead name who's perfect in the role, you do not mention his name.
Yeah. Yeah, he only gets 3 of the names.
I'm looking forward to hearing.
But I will tell you right now that he is going to prevail.
Oh, you don't know.
Just a prediction. And also trying to make you look bad if you don't.
Thank you. Appreciate
your 3 names are Joy Bouchel.
Love her.
Yeah, the great Joy Bouchel. And here's where it gets... These are both giveaway names, in my opinion. John Getz and Gina Davis. 1986. 2.5 from LM.
Is it?
I guess if it comes down to that.
I give it 4.
Oh, man.
There's no opportunity to steal, Jimmy.
I'm still going to try to steal.
Sam has gotten much harder movies in the past.
Is it The Fly?
Why do you... You're like a poker player. You pretend to not know.
I don't.
That's the correct answer.
Oh, my God. Oh, God.
I mean, what else... How many movies could Gina Davis be second billed in? She's either the star of it or she's
Earth
not
Girls
in it.
Are Easy?
Yeah, she was the star of that.
Was she? What about...
She was top billed.
All right. Well, she wasn't top billed in fucking A League of Their Own.
Hey.
Remember that shit?
Hey.
Thank you for reminding me.
Why, Tommy Hanks?
What's up with that? What's up, Lynn? Gina Davis doesn't get top billing in your book?
Tom Hanks, man.
Tom Hanks.
In the movie itself, he probably got top billing.
It is Tom
Hanks. He was a lot bigger at the time.
I don't care for it.
That's Leonard.
And Sam, there's no
mistakes.
Crying in Leonard Maltin games.
Hey. You win. Very you cool. win. There's
Touché.
No comeback to that. You win.
Touche.
You win.
Well played, Doug. Well
All right,
played.
So Sam gets the point.
Very well.
All right.
And Jimmy was left out of that, so we'll start with him. And then, and then we go to Mr. Maltin.
Okay, start with me. Then. Right. Very good. You shot it.
You can start with somebody again, because he just didn't, you know, he
you
didn't really
start
get a chance
by
then.
Shutting up. So we're all starting to do something, huh, Mouthy?
Okay. Would you like... No, she didn't. That's movies where one of the words in the title is a contraction.
Oh.
Like didn't.
I've already got a guess then.
Yeah, I'm sure some names have popped into your head. At Tad Pike suggested on Twitter Down Under movies, and that's movies with either the word down or under in the title.
Okay, that rules out Up Periscope.
Jimmy Pardo, constantly strategizing.
Uh-huh. You gotta think and move ahead here. I'm up against the man that wrote the book and a guy that doesn't miss. You gotta think.
What's and my then third? Your third option is summer blockbusters. Those are blockbusters that came out during a summer.
Oh, I see.
Any summer at all.
Any summer.
Okay. Oh, summer 42?
We'll find out which summer.
What if it's a summer 42?
We'll find out what summer
shortly.
What if
that came out in the summer? I'm going to Google that. I'm going to go with that contraction business.
Okay.
Ooh.
No, she didn't.
Yeah, I'm going to go with that.
Suggested by at W Passin, P-A-S-S-I-N, and this movie... is from 1991.
I'm in. Yeah.
Leonard Maltin gave it 2 stars. Generous. He gave it 2 stars. Then the first words out of the first word of the review is superficial. And then another line in the review is the core of the film is not as bad as the title might suggest.
Oh,
so obviously Leonard is against contractions in titles. And there are
no I ain't
11. There's 11 names. How many names do you think you can get it in, JP?
I'm going to go with 10.
Okay, it's an interesting opening bit. We come to you, Leonard.
I'll say 8.
That's good. Strong. Sammy. Mammy.
Contractions.
Levy.
0 names.
I don't know why I even invite you anymore.
I could be wrong. I could be so wrong. I could be so wrong on this.
Unstoppable.
I could be so wrong.
You're such a poker player, because that's exactly what you say when you have
this one. I'm this is genuine.
Okay.
Then that, why would you jump to 0 if it's genuine? You're just being an a-hole.
Oh, no.
If he really thinks he knows it, he should go -1 name.
Right.
But now we're on, now we're to you, Jimmy. You can either say name it or go negative names. That's where you have to read them from the top.
I'm going to say name it.
All right.
I could be very wrong, but this is the right year for that movie. So I will say...
Hang on.
Yeah.
Don't you want to have the clues again?
Sure.
You don't have to.
Okay. Is it Don't Tell Mom the Babysitter's Dead?
Unfortunately, it is.
Oh, my God.
Thank you very much.
This kid's ridiculous. He's ridiculous. He just threw the ball back at Jordan like, yeah, finally, it's done.
That guy can't even stay in the room.
This guy's leaving.
He's leaving.
This guy's like,
he can't prepare.
He's like, me and my summer shorts are out of here.
You know,
that guy's got to find a landline quick.
I think less of you for knowing that, Sam.
Holy smokes. There's another John Getz movie.
We're all disgusted by you for knowing that.
I still admire you tremendously, but I admire you a little less for knowing that movie.
Wow.
I'm sorry.
Congratulations.
Who are the top 3 names have been on that?
Christina Applegate.
Yeah.
Who's the... Joanna Gleason. And Keith Coogan. Yeah, maybe.
Joanna Gleason, is that what you said?
No, the third name, strangely, coincidentally, is John Getz.
John Getz, I said that, yeah.
The third name from The Fly. Yeah, yeah. He met a grisly end in The Fly. Spoiler alert. But yeah, so you didn't like The Fly because it was gross, or, you know, just over the top?
Yeah, just didn't do it for me.
I thought it was, but I thought Goldblum was so good at
He's great in it.
Humanity.
It's an extraordinary performance.
All right.
Doug, can
I'll take that.
Hand this, Ryan.
Give him his wallet back. There you go, Ryan.
Good catch.
Good luck next time.
Let me toss this back to Laura.
Toss that heavy thing back to her. Oh, so we have to get Laura. You didn't write the name of your shithead on the back of this, did you? No, of course not.
No.
So we need to find out who you want. Here, use that. Here, write on this. Do you have a pen? I'll give you one. I always walk around with one in case I host a show. There you go. And then you'll write yours down too, your shithead. And then we'll go from there. Jimmy Pardo, any plugs?
Nope. People know me, they know where to get me.
Oh my God, Jimmy! That's the most fucked up thing you've ever said! What the fuck is wrong with you?
I apologize.
There's
everybody.
No way Doug's gonna put that on the podcast.
I said I'm sorry. That's all I can
Shame
do is apologize.
On you. Jesus.
Shame on the moon.
I'm so sorry, Leonard.
Wow. Leonard, I apologize that you had to witness me do that.
Oh my God.
I'm really sorry, Leonard. I just met you.
I never thought I'd hear that here in person.
Again, I apologize. I know your daughter's here. I apologize. I apologize.
Wow.
It's offensive. I should rethink.
Wow.
I just tried. I'm just so desperate for a laugh, I said it.
Really?
Say it again.
Hey, here you go.
There he is. Summer Shorts is back.
Attaboy.
Anything you want to plug there, Sam the Ma'am?
Yes. Two things. One, every week you can see me on Kevin Pollak's chat show, kevinpollakschatshow.com. We have great guests. We just had James L. Brooks on this week. So download that one. And also, I shot an episode of Modern Family, which will air October 19th.
Nice. I've heard good things about that show.
It's a good show. It's a good show, Doug.
I'd watch it if those people that are in it weren't on there.
But they're Emmy winners.
Yeah, no, it's an amazing cast. And I watched like the hour-long season premiere, and I started laughing more. Like, my problem with that show is I didn't feel like it made me laugh enough.
Really?
Like, I thought it was. I didn't think it was bad. I just was like, I don't know. I can't relate to any of this. But I've come around a little bit.
Well, good. It's a good program.
I feel the same way about Schindler's List.
Takes a while to get into that one.
You don't. I used to think it was funny, but now I get it. I get that it's tragic.
Well, I still think it's pretty funny.
Do you think?
Don't make me bleep again.
Do you think they ever put together a blooper reel for that? And I'll tell you why I ask.
I wonder if anybody ever blew a take by laughing making that movie.
I'm sure somebody did.
That would be weird.
That Ralph Fiennes is a practical joker on set.
Like somebody gets shot and they're naked and they fall over in a funny way and he cracks up.
Like, look at her leg laying that way. It's so silly.
All right, well, we're definitely editing all of that out.
All right.
And Mr. Maltin's 2012 movie guide is available now. New York Times bestseller.
Thank you, Doug.
Newsday magazine calls it the best. So, I don't, you know, comparing it to Doug. What?
Phil's
other stuff.
Phil's movie guide?
Other random items. And thank you for subjecting yourself to this for a third time.
I'm really delighted and thrilled, and we'll be happy to come back anytime.
Let's hear it for all of them. And interesting shitheads tonight. Both people, you do not know each other, correct? They both decided to name two people, or maybe more. I don't know how many is in that one. I don't know how many there are total, but here we go. As always, Max and Lindsay is a shithead. It's two people. What are you doing? And the Koch brothers is a shithead.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. Like that car right in your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on Auto Trader. Just you wait. Auto Trader.